around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Thursday. I know I said that yesterday. I had some buzzing going on in my headphones yesterday. It threw me off. Anyway, not today. We're back to good today. Sorry about yesterday's first segment. We got her fixed. Check out some temperatures. I know that wind's cold this morning. I don't know. I haven't been out in a little bit, but it was cold this morning when I was feeding. 58 degrees at Hollis, capital of Harmon County. 50 degrees here at Elk City. 58 degrees at Arnett, home of the famous Lori Campbell. Speaking of Arnett, I got some friends in from Arizona and Nevada quail hunting, and I met them up at Pack Saddle, and we had a really good dinner. I had some friends from Cheyenne meet us up there also. The ribs and macaroni and cheese, some good stuff. And, of course, I had to always have my order of calf fries. It was all good up there. If you guys have never been to Pack Saddle Bar and Grill to eat, you need to go. It's good stuff. But on my way home, it was dark, and wow. I knew it was busy up there with the oil field drilling activity, and I don't know, I was up there a month or so ago, and, there was three or four rigs. Unless I miscounted, I think I seen 8 or 10 drilling rigs just that you can see from the highway from Pack Saddle to Roll. So, man, keep going. Drill, baby, drill. Is that what they say? Drill, baby, drill. Good for you guys up there. That's awesome. Okay, 66 at Slap Out, 58 at Beaver, 64 at Boise City, 52 at Lahoma, 51 at Sealing. And out here in the panhandle of Texas, what do we got? 65 degrees at Lipscomb, 57 at Wellington, and 55 at Odell, down there south of the Red River Bridge, south of Altus. Lots going on today. Mr. Rex Fleming is going to be in here, or I'm going to call him, not be in here, but he'll be in on the show with me, and we're going to be talking about the sale coming up. I think it is... I don't want to guess. I always say something that I shouldn't say on the, January 17th, coming up this Saturday at Apache. We're going to be talking about the Jack Sherry dispersal sale. But the new penny news is out. If you haven't got your copy, hurry up before they run out. And right there on the front page, on the sponsors of my show since day one, Everett's Welding Repair there at Visai. Talking about the Apache hay wagon. But this is my favorite time of the year, I think, for the penny news and for my show. All these bull sales going on. And fresh in the penny news is the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 48th annual all-breed bull sale. It's not that far away. Saturday, February 7th at 12:15 at the OSU Extension Fair Barn. They're going back to the Fair Barn. Cool. In Cheyenne, America, looks like Ackerson Angus, John Mollett, Lazy S Ranch, Cody Robinson, Jenkins Angus Farms, Carol Haygood, 5D Cattle, Twisted D Cattle, Black Hereford Ranch, Brandon and Emma Hickey. Heard me and Brandon talking about that Tuesday on the show. Emma's selling some Charley bulls there. Let's make her rich and famous. Everybody go in there and bid on that. And then let Scott Robinson pay for it. Heath Cattle Company, Lane, Frank and Linda Lucas, J.L. Allen Cattle Company, Brown Cattle Company, Jim Burns, and Matt Thornbrough. Yeah. See what? I wonder if Ashley's going to be the one breaking the bulls this year, the sale at the bull sales. She's retired now. She's full-time wife and mom. So good for her. And so anyway, there's a, I guess there's donation lot number 44. Frank and I are donating, this is from Linda, are donating a commercial black Angus heifer calf to fund this year's scholarship from the Roger Mills County Association. How about that? That's great. I just seen that. I know this now. So for more information, you can call Miss Lucas at 580-497-7366 or Miss Yeager at 580-497-7124 or Ryan Long, 580-319-1919 or just email the RMC Cattleman at yahoo.com. Check it. Just check an ad out in the Penny News. How's that? Also coming up February the 14th on a Saturday, Bradley Three Ranch will be having their wide body sale, selling 200 Angus bulls and 80 plus Angus females, offering some very fancy functional foundation Angus females. That's coming up there. The ranch, I've been to that sale once, and if I get time, I'm going to go again this year. But there's I've been to that once, and the ranch is out west of Hollis. It's easy to find, and so there are ads in there also. So cool stuff happening. Bull sales. We're going to talk about some bulls today on the show after I get through with Rex coming up half past the hour. All right, let's see what happened in overnight in our big world of agriculture. Grains and soybean futures were higher in overnight trading following more announced sales of the U.S. supplies to overseas buyers. South Korea purchased 136,000 tons of U.S. corn for the 25-26 marking year. China bought 334,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivering in this current marketing year. That follows 168,000 tons, metric tons, of soybeans to China, 152,000 tons of oilseeds to Mexico this past Tuesday, 204,000 tons of corn to South Korea, 310,000 tons to of the grain, corn, to a John Doe country. Ethanol production jumped to a record high in the past in the last week, then ended on January the 9th, also giving corn prices a boost. Wheat futures were higher overnight amid dry weather in parts of Kansas, where hard red winter wheat is overwintering. Red flag warnings have been issued for northwestern Kansas. Strong winds are in effect for much of western Kansas. Corn for March delivery was up 2¾ cents overnight to 424 and 3/4 cents a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat futures was up 3½ cents to 516 a bushel in Chicago, and Kansas City futures added 4¼ to 526 a bushel, and sorry, 526½ a bushel. Soybean futures for March delivery was up 2½ cents to 1045 a bushel. Soy meal added 220 to 294.10 a short ton, and soy oil fell 0.27 cents to 50.71 cents a pound. Ethanol. Today's Thursday. It's ethanol day. Ethanol output surged to a record high last week, and inventories did jump also. Production was up to 1.196 million barrels a day in the week that ended on January 9th. That's up from 1.098 million barrels a week earlier. And there you have it. Red flag warnings for counties in Colorado and Kansas, according to the National Weather Service. Red flag warnings, an indicator of extremely dry weather, has been issued in northeastern Colorado and northwestern Kansas for most of the day today and much of tomorrow amid fierce winds and low humidity. Winds will be sustained from 20 to 30 with wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour. Speeds will increase tomorrow with wind gusts 30 to 40 and wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour. Tomorrow, humidity will fall as low as 13%. Residents in the area are advised to comply with burn bans. And speaking of bird bans, I'm going to read the bird bans in Oklahoma again. So you guys know, I know people always ask me to read it, so I'm just going to do it every day until things green up around here and we don't have to worry about it anymore. Takes a second here. He's firing up. There we go. Harmon County in far southwestern county. Oklahoma and Cotton and Jefferson to the south of Lawton and down in that area, Grady, McLean, Cleveland, Pottawatomie County, and Garvin County in that area right there, and Choctaw County in Haskell County in eastern Oklahoma. Speaking of what the forestry department, the Oklahoma Department of Forestry, is saying about our outlook, they're saying Friday will be near critical fire weather will develop in the western one-third of Oklahoma as well as areas of northern Oklahoma with dry post frontal conditions and winds in the area sustained 20 to 25 miles an hour with some gust around 35 miles an hour. Elevated fire weather will overspread much of the remainder of the state, ratcheting up the fire danger and fire spread potential in the rangeland fuels. Head fires will spread at 250 feet per minute plus. That's pretty fast. And so it says fires along and west of a line from Enid to Altus. So there you go. If you draw a line from Enid down to Altus, large fire potential increase Friday, although significant fire probabilities remain low given fire weather relaxing following sunset. So we'll see how that goes. And speaking of that, we was talking about the Berlin fire last night while we were eating dinner. Brings back some, that was a bad fire. That's all I can tell you. Let's see what else we got going on. Also in the Penny News, I was just throwing this out there for you guys. There's all kinds of deals in that Atwoods insert. Brian's buy of the week at Atwoods is $5.99. It's usually $8.99. It's for you guys that like munchies and you like peanut filled pretzels. 18-ounce tub of Reese's peanut butter filled pretzels is the buy of the week. So get you a couple of jugs and throw in the truck so you can watch your calf and some calves being born in here in the next. My cows are a couple weeks early, and they started a couple days ago, and they weren't due to the 21st, but that's all right. Bring it on while we got this weather. Another thing I noticed in there, there's all kinds of good things in there, is they got 12% creep feed, 3/8-inch pellets. They're usually $11.49. They're $8.99. So if you're needing some creep feed, here's your chance. Well, today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Day. Happy hour. Actually, not today. Happy hour brought to you by Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. Let's take a break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Life gets a lot easier when you've got the tools to handle the cold. Like generators, because losing power is not an option. Propane heaters and portable heaters keep you warm and working. Heated jackets and vests keep your core warm. Gloves! For your vehicle, anti-freezing wiper fluid, battery charger, engine starters, flashlights, rechargeable hand warmers, WeatherTech floor mats to protect your floorboard, D-Gel diesel, scrapers, and de-icer. You know who's got all this. Napa Auto Parts in Elk City, 716 West 3rd.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gretiman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, January 12th. 2,403 head were sold. 15 head of steers at 541 brought 440. 6 at 668 brought 382.50. 13 at 694 brought 406. 7 at 743 brought 370. 32 at 820 brought 355. 17 at 843 brought 350. 30 at 954 brought 328. 8 head of heifers at 522 brought 442. 54 at 539 brought 405. 10 at 569 brought 397.50. 20 at 732 brought 341. 21 at 816 brought 323. 35 at 882 brought 310. Butcher cows 45 to 178. Butcher bulls 140 to 194. Bred cows 1100 to 4400, pairs 1550 to 3450. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Wellington, Texas. Here is your Texas Panhandle Ag weather update. 58 degrees, humidity's 31, dew point's 27. The winds are out of the southwest at 11, with wind gusts currently at 13. Peak wind gust today, 22. What else we got there? 171 minutes of sub-freezing, 8-inch soil temperature, 48 degrees. All right, let's check out the Central Crop Care of Hobart, Oklahoma, grain market update. Let's go with it. Livestock's in the green. All right, here's the board. Kansas City wheat, March, 521 down a half. May is 532 down three quarters. Chicago wheat, March, 512 up a quarter. May, 523 down a quarter. Corn, March, 421 down one. May's down one also at 428. Soybeans, there they are. March, 1056, up 13 and three quarters. May, up 13 at 1068. Soybean oil, March, up 190 at 5288. Soybean meal, March, 290.20, down 170. May is 294.90, down 160. Oats for March, 294, up 7 1/4. Let's get to the live cattle. Live cattle, February, 235.92, up 77. April is up 1 at 238.32. Feeders for January, 367.95, up 320. March is 364.05, up 435. April is 362.32, up 415. You guys think it's going to hit the $4 mark before this stops? We'll see. Lean hogs, February, 87.70, up 2. April's 94.85. up 215. All right. I noticed trailers are piling in at the Elk City Livestock Auction. Be sure and call if you're bringing cows or bull to make sure they're taking them. They did. I think they backed off a little bit on the feeders, but make sure. Don't be hauling cows over there and be highly disappointed if he's not taking them. But I haven't heard word of that yet, so just call to make sure. All right. The drought monitor's out. It does not look bueno for any of Texas and any of Oklahoma, except for far northwestern Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. And now there's some D0 showing up in most of all the counties in the Texas Panhandle, except for what's that? Hemp Hill and Lipscomb County there? Is that right? Or is Lipscomb in Hemp Hill County? Anyway, there's a couple counties there going on. Oklahoma, the D3 is getting worse. Now we have D3 in far eastern Beckham County, far western Custer County, a lot of Ouachita County, and far western Greer County. And it looks like a little bit showing up in Cotton County. And surrounding that red island on the map, we have some D2 severe drought going on in all the counties around it. Ellis County, you're still looking okay, but it's showing up. I know it looks dry. It looked dry up there to me. But the fields I seen up there was wheat, rye, whatever's in there. They still looking pretty decent. Not so good down here in Beckham and Orstall and Custer and Greer. Just it doesn't look good. Talking to one of the stocker ranchers, and he said this was the worst year he's had. I don't know. He's just a couple years younger than me, so say 30 years for sure. It's the worst year he's had for wheat pasture in Beckham County for dry land wheat pasture. One of the worst he's ever had. So Texas, just a lot of D0 showing up. So the drought, the flash drought is starting, but most of all of Texas is in some sort of drought. And so is Louisiana. So is Arkansas, and Kansas looks pretty good. Kansas and Northwestern Oklahoma and Oklahoma Panhandle is the only thing that's not showing any drought so far on this map in central United States. So far as concerned, going on. All right, let's see here. What do we got going on here? What do we need to do? I got about 5 minutes here before I need to take a break. This is off the U.S. Cattle Report, off the National Beef Wire that I was looking at. It says here, retail ground beef prices reached a record high of $6.68 in December, up from $5.60 in December of 2024 and $5.21 in December of 2023. So what's that up? A dollar from last year? At the beginning of 2024, $5.03 was the price, but declined through May to a low of $5.14. Looks like it went up to 514. But since May of 2023, hamburger price meat has been steadily on a climb. Ground beef surpassed the $6 mark for the first time in June of 2025 at $6.12 a pound, and has increased every month since, setting new records highs from March through December. Based on the pace of increases over the past 2 years, particularly the average monthly gain of 10 cents since May of 2025, it is established that retail ground beef prices will reach $7 a pound here in the next 2 to 3 months. March, April sometime is what they're saying. U.S. beef imports from Brazil and Argentina down 62%. In the last 5 months versus the first half of last year. U.S. beef imports from Brazil were heavily front-loaded in 2025. You know why, don't you? If you know the answer to that, why was imports really heavy from Brazil in the first part of 2025? 580-225-9697 is the Fowler text line, Fowler agency text line. I want to hear your thoughts on that one. With over 665,000 pounds arriving in the first 5 months, nearly three times the volume seen through June through October, Argentina's shipments were steady at 55,000 pounds in January through May versus 47,000 pounds June through October, but remained small in scale. Combined imports from both countries dropped 62% in the last 5 months compared to the first half earlier this year. Political claims, particularly from former President Trump, who wrote this? He's not former. He's a man. That Argentinian beef will help lower U.S. beef prices sparked industrial backlash, but the data tells a different story. Brazil's steep incline, I'm not going to tell you that. I'm not going to tell you that. I want to see if somebody comes up with it. Who writes former President Trump? It makes you wonder. Gotcha. All right. That's hot off the list. And let's see. Let's go ahead and take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. Brought to you by Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. And I'll see if I can get a hold of old Rexy, Smiling Rex. We'll see if we can get him on the show here in a minute.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
Thank you just doesn't seem to be enough. There are lots of places to buy cars and lots of places to have them serviced. We are really humbled by the trust you placed in us at Barber Dyson Ford last year. We don't take it for granted. You're the reason we had a terrific 2025. It was all because of you, and thank you for that. If you need us in 2026, we'll still be in the northeast part of Elk City and online at BarberDysonFord.net. We'd be honored to serve you this year.
Need to dig it? Then it's time to rent it. But call 811 first, and then head on over to DJ's Rentals and Sales and let their knowledgeable staff help you get it started. Whether it's a backhoe, a post-hole digger, a mini excavator, or a skid steer that you need to help make that job a little easier. You can find them all and more at DJ's Rentals and Sales, 911 South Main Street in Elk City. Text them on the text line at 580-799-7214. Find and follow them on Facebook. And don't forget to call 811 first.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. Are feral hogs causing damage to your land and crops? Try Kaput, our highly effective bait designed specifically for feral hog control. Kaput targets hogs where it hurts, helping you protect your property and your livestock. Don't wait for the damage to get worse. Call us or stop by today at SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City to learn more about Kaput. Follow us on Facebook for the latest updates and solutions.
Meet AgSense 365 from Valley. They've combined their best in-class remote irrigation management applications into one powerful platform. Easily manage everything from pivots to pumps and more anytime, anywhere, all with AgSense 365. Contact Knutson Irrigation at 1-800-373-9325 today to learn more about AgSense 365, the most intuitive app for remote irrigation management. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
You've got a problem, an issue, you can usually sit down and we can get it figured out while you're there. If it's something that we can't figure out right that day, it's usually within a day because everybody's accessible. If there's something that needs to be done loan-wise, we can get that ran to wherever it needs to go. Or if you just need help up front with some accounts or whatnot, I can walk you up there and introduce you to somebody and hang out with you and talk you through it. I can explain to Tammy or Tori or someone up front, hey, we've been discussing this. This is where we're at.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Northwestern Oklahoma, here's your ag weather update. I'm picked the big city of Arnett, home of Rocky Woodson. 62 degrees. Hey, Rocky, you got any quail up there you need me to come hunt, thin down for you? You got my number. Come on, if you're listening, let me have it. Dew points 30, humidity's 30, and winds are out of the southwest at 7. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 45 degrees, 548 sunset, 69 today. The winds are dying down slowly, 32 tonight and tomorrow. Breezy, way cooler, and 48 degrees. Well, on the phone with me right now is one of my favorite, most favorite people in the world. And I don't know why, but I love him to death, is Mr. Rex Fleming. How you doing, Rexy?
We're doing great. The wind is coming down, the sun is shining, and it's a good day.
It is a good day. Hey, so coming up this Saturday in the big town of Apache, Oklahoma, what you got going on?
We got the big dispersal of Jack Cherry There's about 800 cows. They're everywhere from red heifers to young cows to middle-aged cows.
It looks like a really nice set of cattle.
It's a good black ranch set of cattle.
So you got the 875 of them, and all the cows, and is there any heifers?
There is.
Yes, 225 of them, yeah.
There's about 225. We got them broke down to there's a group of 64 of them. They'll be 7 and 8 months bred. There's a set of 35. Now, they're black mott. They'll be 5 to 8 months bred. And we got another set. They'll be 5 to 6 months bred of heifers. All the heifers will weigh about 950 to 1,000. Go ahead.
Oh, you caught my attention when you said black motts. Well, I learned something at the Elk City Sale Barn a couple weeks ago. Are these regular black motts or super motts?
They're mott motts.
I learned the ones with the black dots around their eyes are super, well, they call them super baldies. But
A lot of them will be motts, yes.
Yes.
They will be motts. A lot of them have the dark around the eyes.
Right. Cool. So they're in the super category.
Right.
All right. Well, continue on with what you were going to say.
We got 63 black cows. They'll be 5 years old. They'll be 5 to 6 months. And we got 24 blacks. They're 6 years old, 5 to 6 months. And then we got 62 black cows. They will be 3 and 4 year olds. They'll be 5 to 6 months. And then we got another set of 3 and 4 year old cows. They'll be 35. They'll be 7 to 8 months. And another set of 5 year olds. They'll be 7 to 8 months. And another set of 19 7 year olds. They'll be 5 to 7 months. These are all B10. You can at the bunch of 64. You can buy the first five and got the option to take the rest. We'll have that on every consignment.
Oh, cool. Well, that'll be very well organized. That'll keep it pretty simplified.
That'll be very simple.
Yes,
very simple.
Very simple. And then we can also, you can watch this on cattleusa.com. I got that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay.
You can bid CattleUSA, bid on computer. You bet.
Yeah, that's good. So lunch is served at noon. Are you delivering it to them their chair like you did down at Hobart in the old days? Or are you just going to make them go in line and feed themselves?
They're going to have to, at 12 o'clock, we're going to start feeding. And promptly at 1 o'clock, we're going to start the sale.
Okay. And this is good. And then I'm reading here because you guys got a super huge ad in the Penny News, and Randy Britton thanks you all the time about this. But I see Jack Sherry Herd Health, long range wormer, pour on wormer, black leg, virus shield 6+ BL5, pink eye with the Probac 5. So they're all taken care of.
He has a very good vac system and a very good. All the cattle has been well taken care of,
and that's good. And this is awesome. This is, man, it's I think it's just a. So Brandon and I've talked about this more than once on the show, and you know, of course, everybody knows anything about cattle knows our cattle are at an all time high, and there's some people I've heard say, oh man, I don't know if I want to give this for these cows. Are these heifers or blah, 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 whatever. But, you know, Brandon and I've talked about this, and it's a good time to actually buy some cows and some heifers because the calves are worth so much. You can actually get them paid off a scotch quicker than you could during their normal cattle operation sales.
Exactly. Now, these heifers are all bred to low birth weight Gardner bulls.
Okay.
All the heifers are, and the cows are all bred to Conley and Grisham bulls.
Right.
Which is a name brand bulls.
Yes. Big time bulls. And
So they have a very, very good breeding program.
Right. And this is good. I if if I'm not quail hunting with my friends from Arizona, I'll probably be down there. So,
well, we would like for everybody to be here, because you can buy heifers, you can buy 3-year-olds, you can buy 5-year-olds. We have 7-year-olds, and we have some 8 and 9-year-olds.
So they got what you want.
We got what they want. Yes, we did.
Just bring that platinum credit card and your checkbook.
And the checkbook, yes. Yeah,
it'll be really easy to do.
Yeah. Just write a check and you're ready.
I haven't got to talk to you in a while.
We should have shipping. If you need shipping, we have.
Cool. I was going to ask.
Everything.
Yeah. So you got shipping if you need it and everything. I haven't talked to you in a while. Was your holidays good? Are you happy for the new year?
You know, it seems like they just come around faster all the time.
Do they? Well, what? You're 56 this year, right?
And a little bit more.
Okay, 57.
Yeah, I wish.
Now, you look good for your age. We won't get into how old you really are. You're very active for your age, and I'm excited about what you're doing with this sale down here. Again, the Jack Cherry dispersal sale coming up this Saturday. Lunch at noon. Sale will start right at 1 o'clock, and you can go down there, or you can bid online on cattleusa.com. Hey, you got K-Bar coming?
You know, we probably got him restricted, but we would let him in. I don't know if he can get across the county line here.
Can we discuss the restrictions?
No.
Well, you're no fun today, Rex.
I know it.
So, okay, Rex, and you can get a hold of Dustin Glover, you can get a hold of Rex. Man, just pick up a Penny News, and anybody you need to talk to or anything you need to know about is in this ad. They've got a huge ad on page 13 in the Penny News. You can get your questions answered.
We're open. They can call us anytime.
Okay, Rex, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to visit with me about the sale today.
Thank you, Jimmy Clark. We appreciate everybody that comes.
Okay. See you later, Rex.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
All right. Cool. Smiling Rex. I don't know. I just love the guy. He's a good man to know. All right. Let's see here. Now, I seen this on social media, and, you know, I've had the gentleman on from Apache Co-op one. I need to get him back on here pretty prompty and see what happens here. But there was a Texas Pasture Plus Fertilizer ad, or not, it wasn't an ad, they were talking about it. The grass burrs are taking over your pasture, and we had a major crop of them suckers last year. And the gentleman from Apache Co-op has been on the show 2 years now. Let's see, was it last year? Yeah, last year and the year before. And until he came on the first time, I didn't know, because I'm not the smartest cat out there, but there's two types of grass burrs out there, annual and perennials. But they're different weeds, but they're the same pain, according to this Facebook deal. So there is some, if you go out there, you can tell right now which one you have, or you might have both. I have both of them at my place. But if you've seen some green in some of your grass burrs right now, hit them with some Roundup. It'll get them. Hit them hard. So check your grass burrs, and they'll be green. They'll be growing. So the ones that are, what, the annuals, you got your annuals and perennials, but to figure out which one you got, if you pull that grass burr, if you don't see any green on there, if you pull that grass burr out of the ground and it's still juicy and green and growing, you know what you got there. And the other ones, they grow once and they die. But they make lots of babies. I still say that somebody, Texas A&M, OSU, Kansas State, well, let's just stick with OSU and Texas A&M because that we're in grass burr country. They need to develop a barbless grass burr, kind of like they do the sterile flies with the screw worm. and you know, they can sterilize the actual screwworm fly. They need to do this with their grass burrs. Barbless, if they mate, the next set of babies will be barbless. I can deal with that. But man, these grass burrs. I got that wire-haired pointing Griffon, and that dog can pick up a grass burr from a quarter mile away and all that hair she's got. So it's not fun. All right. Let's take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Have you ever wanted to broadcast high school sports, but were just a little bit worried about having no experience? This is Aaron Skinny Kalk, voice of the Elk City Elks. I was in that boat years ago. I took a chance and called a couple of playoff basketball games, and it was more fun than I thought it could possibly be. Now I'm on the call for every single game Elk City plays. That could be you. Paragon TV is expanding and is searching for broadcasters. If sports broadcasting is something that you want to try, go to ParagonTV.com and click the apply button. If you love sports and love to talk about sports, this job is for you.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
One of the computers here at the station was crashing, about to lose everything on it, and we didn't even know it. But Dennis knew because he was watching, and he warned us in time.
Hey Gabe, it's Dennis. Our system detected that one of your computers has a hard drive that's about to fail.
Which one?
It's Nathan's.
So what do I need to do?
Well, we probably need to get it in the shop and get the drive cloned to a new machine before he loses any data off of it.
Do you have another computer in stock that we can just get it fixed real quick?
Sure, we've got some in stock. Just need to get it in, get it cloned over, and be good to go.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dennis.
You bet, sounds good.
See
you.
ITL monitors our computers at Paragon Communications remotely, so Dennis Teal knows there's a problem before we even know it. He helped us save years worth of valuable files. ITL's remote monitoring comes in very handy here at work. That kind of security system for your computers can keep your business running so you can keep making a living.
Hi, it's Andy Taylor. We're living in some very turbulent times. It's easy to get discouraged in the normal course of life, but the good news is God has all the answers. His presence and companionship always makes all the difference. A big part of what we do at Trinity Fellowship is to help people in the process of coming into relationship with the Father. We'd love to help you. Our services start at 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can find us on our Trinity Fellowship Facebook page, or you can listen right here on KECO at 9:30. We'd love to have you be part of our family.
Yeah, farmers can be pretty tough because it's a hard world in farming. You know, in the farming market, it's tough. So they're going to do all they can to get the best deal they can, and we're going to give it to them. Everything for maintenance on your equipment, changing your oils, you need some antifreeze, you need some hydraulic oil, any kind of grease. We got the bolts and fasteners now. We're opening up electrical fittings, zip ties, penetrating oils. Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City. South of Fred's Steakhouse.
Now back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Mangum, Oklahoma. Here's the southwestern Oklahoma weather forecast. Ag weather forecast brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden, right there in Hobart, America. 60 degrees, dew points 29, humidity's 32. The winds are out of the south southwest at 12 miles an hour. The wind gusts up to 18. According to this, 22 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature. 48 degrees, sunset 5:49. Thursday, today, not yesterday, sunny and 68, clear 35 tonight, breezy and 53 with north winds 21 to 28 miles an hour tomorrow, with wind gusts possibly up to 35 and 40 miles an hour happening tomorrow. Doesn't look good, does it? Okay. Sure, you guys have heard this, seen it on our statewide stations, but the Attorney General here in Oklahoma has reached a settlement about poultry pollution and with an Arkansas chicken company. Just one of them. Attorney General Drummond announced the state of Oklahoma has reached a settlement agreement with Georges Incorporated, resolving claims related to poultry litter pollution in the Illinois River watershed. The settlement demonstrates that fair, good faith negotiations can produce outcomes that serves everyone's interests, protecting Oklahoma's water resources while respecting the economic realities facing our ag partners. It's very important. I can't, like I said, I was telling you guys yesterday, I'm going to get somebody on from the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, hopefully, to talk about this, because there's way more to the story that you don't hear on news. And I'm not saying they're holding anything back. There's a lot to explain about this, and they're not going to do that on news channels, major news ones anyway. So Drummond said George's willingness to come to the table and work towards meaningful remediation rather than prolonged litigation reflects the kind of responsible corporate citizenship I hope to see from all parties in this case. I remain committed to working with all the parties to achieve comprehensive solutions for the Illinois River watershed while preserving the economic part of Oklahoma's poultry producers. The Attorney General's announcement said the settlement reflects a balanced approach that holds Georges accountable while providing reasonable path towards compliance. Here's some of the details from the settlement. Georges' agreement to pay $5 million to the state for remediation and conservation projects and attorney fees. That was coming. We always know there's attorney fees involved in everything. Georges commits to removing poultry litter from the Illinois River watershed over the next 7 years, progressively reducing the amount remaining from no more than 40% to no more than 20%, whatever that means. Under the agreement, Georges will be limited to no more than 40% of the litter removed each year from the poultry houses in the Illinois River watershed. By third and fourth years, the firm will be limited to 30%. Years 5, 6, and 7, now I understand, will see no more than 20% of the litter removed each year from poultry houses of the IRW growers will be land applied to soils located within either the Oklahoma or Arkansas portions of the IRW. Georges pays $250,000 to a special master to monitor compliance. I need to apply for that job if that's a yearly fee. Georges agrees that the litter removed from the Illinois River watershed will not be applied to land in any other nutrient-sensitive watersheds in Oklahoma. I wonder what that was. I wonder what that is. And in exchange, the state releases all claims against Georges. Last month, a federal court issued a judgment holding the poultry corporations jointly responsible and requiring Tyson, Cobb Ventress, Cargill, Georges, and Simmons, Peterson Farms, and Calmaine to fund decades of cleanup and imposing strict restrictions on waste application practices. The settlement with Georges does not affect ongoing proceedings involving the other defendants, Tyson, Cobb, Ventress, Cargill, Simmons, Peterson Farms, and Calmaine. Anyway, I wonder what areas, I had to check into this, what areas would be nutrient sensitive watersheds in Oklahoma. I would think they would all be, but I guess not. I mean, that they get a lot more water, rain, east of here than we do. And I'm going to keep up with this. This is interesting stuff. Like I said, I'm going to have somebody come on the show, and we're going to talk about it, because I didn't realize the different kinds of chicken litter. You got your different, you know, you got laying hens, you got you got your layers, you got your, what do they call the brutes, whatever they call it. I can't even think, my brain's, you know how my brain is when the show's on. Three different types of chicken litter. And the hens laying eggs is a lot less potent than the ones that broilers. That's the word I was looking for. See, I can talk myself into it. The broilers are, that chicken litter is real high powered because they're feeding them hot to get them to grow so then get them to the grocery store. Interesting stuff with the chicken farming. Never thought it'd interest me, but it did. All right, let's see here. What else we got going on? Ah, here we go. I think I got enough time. New year, new rules of used iron, scarcity, and the rise of the practical machine. As late model inventory thins and auction values defy historic trends, buyers are putting a priority on discipline, or maybe trying to be disciplined approach and documented maintenance is what they're looking for. The last 2 months of the year are historically go time for auctions. Machine repeat says the trend rang true to close out 2025. It was a semi-shocking what we saw in the auction market in November and December. That stabilized market lifted and used values went up. There's a little more activity in January and early February, but early signs are pointing towards prices holding was what we saw at the end of 2025. Because I don't see how you could pay much more than they were setting records was used equipment, especially the pre-depth models. I don't see how you can justify paying more and more. When it comes to the rules of engagement, the current environment is defined by a lack of late model inventory and disciplined approach to buying. As 26 unfolds, machine repeat is watching this. An increase in sales volume typically means prices fall, but that's not the case right now. When used auction values are lifting, it usually signals strength for new equipment sales. This is the first time I've ever seen used values going up, but new sales are crickets, says Machine Repeat. Referencing his 35 plus years in the machinery industry, here are the key trends shaping the used equipment landscape. He says, used values are currently being propped up by lack of supply at the top end. Machines are usually a couple years of age, remain elusive, and there isn't a significant wave of late model trades on the horizon to fill the void, he's saying. The scarcity and forcing buyers further down the age curve as a result, clean, documented machines are the first to move and the last to see the price drop. Number two, the market is currently experiencing a diamond-shaped funnel in terms of inventory distribution. The used equipment for sale is heavily concentrated in the 3 to 5 year old range, but there is very little late model iron behind it and a dwindling supply of high quality older machines to fall back on. Last but not least, auctions, the great truth teller. While auction volumes are increasing, a move that typically softens prices, the market for good iron remains really firm. He says auctions continue to efficiently move clean, practical equipment, representing what buyers are willing to pay. However, the auction block is also exposing the laggards faster than ever. If a machine's condition is questionable or the specs don't align with current demand, the market response is immediate and the discounts are pretty steep. So in the 6 to 10 year old category, the days of treating machines like interchangeable commodities are over. Buyers are scrutinizing maintenance history, tire wear, and overall presentation. So back to the earlier deal we was talking about, why Brazil and Argentina's imports to the United States was, or exports, whatever you call it, to the United States was high, is because they knew DT was getting ready to hit them with a big tariff. So they were flooding the market here. with all that beef. But you didn't see hamburger prices go down at the grocery store, did you, either? Huh. Interesting. Right? Okay. See you guys tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Thursday, everybody.